Showed you Shark Lay, a smiley I'm sure she'll hold to her. She Robert the Carslach Mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and this programme is called Shark Lay. With its being the last edition of Shark Lay before Christmas and the New Year, and yes, we will come to the old calendar later on as well, we'll hear some seasonal poetry read for us by Constance Radcliffe. And we'll celebrate just some of the traditions of the Kagish Omajach, the foolish fortnight of the Manx Christmas. Things had to be ready for the Kagish Omajach by the 20th of December, which is Eel Fingon, the eve of St. Fingon's Day. There's an old saying, Forge Moor Mornus on Eel Fingon, a great stack of peat for Eel Fingon. That was to be ready for the 21st of December, which would be Lyle Fingon, but the church promoted the biblical St. Thomas, so the 21st of December is Lyle Thomas, St. Thomas's Day. But as it's the shortest day of the year, it's known as Lyle Thomas Dhu, Black St. Thomas's Day. And that saw the start of the Kagish Omajach. Here's Ned Madrill and Sage Jenkin Vig.
Do you remember any of the old customs?
Oh, I remember when they were going round singing the old carols, singing in Manx and singing in English some and different things.
Sage Jenkin Vig, remembering the carol singing. And this is Kathleen Farragher's poem, The Carol Singers, read for us by Constance Radcliffe.
Yes, that's one Christmas I had cause to remember, says Grandma Neen, with eyes twinkling the sour. Out singing carols at your age, teased my Jimmy. You're no chicken now, girl, but an owl barnyard fowl. And he was right, too. But I didn't let on, though. I wouldn't give him that satisfaction, you see. But me voice was the best part of me then, girl, and sometimes even that cracked and put me off key. Well, one fine night we started off at Kiljonnig. Them Scrooges wouldn't give you fresh air. Even made the dogs throw us down to the high road. Near had the leg off me, the dirt snapping there. So off we cleared down the hill to Ballastruan, and good mighty we done with them ones and all, and we sing, while shepherds watched, over and over for the owl grander, laid up in bed, middling mall. Ballyvurra House was as dark as the grave, girl, with the whole scutch of them at some young farmers do. But the Ballaslough lot was rail pleased to see us, with lashings of joch and mince pies, and cake too. My, that joch was good, though. It warmed as a treat, girl. And after that, how little John James let it rip. I crown him, he was bawling, crown him, instead of silent night, like the rest of the trip. And crown him, he was bellerin' with gusto when Flo's umbrella crowned him. Then, goy, what a fight. But that little circus it was, I can tell you. With us ones singing, all is calm, all is bright. But we soon smoothed things over and got going to the farms all above the top road. But that steep hill from the Jala near Bet Me, I believe is worse till the one at Tremode. So we took a rest in the wall of some garden, and I was nice and warm in me seal cape and fur, and me best hat trimmed up with bright pansies, perched on a bandeau on me silvery white hair. Then me chignon seemed to drag a bit backwards and a tug at me hat and a sort of little twist, and I thought, my loss, it must be that Danny up to some mischief. So I clenches me fist and I bided me time. Then, loss, help us, if he didn't start kissing me. Hard on the cheek. The owl sinner, and him with a wife and five children, and he'd always acted so mild and so meek. So I give him a clout round the gob, girl, but 'twas meself that done the screaming for all, for a big, wet, whiskery mouth grabbed me fingers, near sucking me arm off. Goy, I let out a bawl. It's Begins or Tarawush this has got me, I shouts. Oh, it's took I'll be to some den in the hills.
and I thought, there'll be no Christmas dinner for Jimmy, and the sow loves plum pudding and goose with the frills. Then Harry Joe got a howling and dragged the crater to the lamplight. Then such laughing and cackling. Why is that black scourge of a goat of Tom Cackin's? He must have thought pie was a nice bit of crackling. But Jan the villain had the pansies all let girl off me hat, and me tippet sheared as bald as a coot. My, that'll learn you to go out singing carols, cried Jimmy, as he laughed himself sick, the big toot. But the old days was nice round the countryside singing, and Brightest and Best still reminds me of the night I got kisses from a goat up Ballajora. Oh, aye, them was costly devotions, all right.
Constance Radcliffe and Kathleen Farragher's poem The Carol Singers. Dr. John Clegg tells us, Wren Ilium Duke Ginsige Shezachioli at Colby Mushin Vlain Hachia Jegas died, as hugge in chori er a dunya moor les kioliach gaed a jindania mi chrawi ges birchach as moor. Vesho ulyu nahurad kiolich. Henken dunya moor mach ass, as dire ad ulyu a sool was a tie. Hein the kioler and gusen smunyan the yin a moor jay. From the start of the Kagish Omajach, all non-essential work was put aside. There'd still be animals to look after and households to feed, but other than that, it was a break from the normal round of daily labour. The parish authorities would hire a barn and fiddlers, and that would become the place for a nightly gints, a sort of ceilidh house for the area, for the celebration of the season. Onse nolik bimaj ginnel, tretan jach gulmagate, Tretan cholach ulyu solace, as an farge moor ulyu cart. At the Christmas time we'll be merry, when the drink is going round, when the hearth is all bright, and the farge moor, the great stack of peat, is all in order. So there's that big stack of peat you had to have ready by Leil Fingan. And from perhaps about 150 years ago, chap books, which were booklets sold by chapmen, the travelling peddlers, contained versions of The White Boys Play, which people could act out, but they added their own twists to refer to their own area and the latest skeet. It's a tale in which battling knights are slain, but are miraculously brought back to life by the amazing doctor. The Manx versions came to include a solo sword dance and a six-hand sword dance, as well as a song. And the white boys were sometimes preceded along the road by a group of young lads, dressed up in girls' clothing and with their faces blackened, and they sang a nonsense song, a version of which is sung here by Greg Jochen and Hilary Gale.
Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjunera, Roy Menfusi, Eggers, Shanner, Rothenborough, Hour of the Waddle, Trimma, Doodle, Doddle, Reyes, Pithig, Beggars, Shanner, Rothenborough. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjunera, Roy Menfusi, Eggers, Shanner, Rothenborough, Hour of the Waddle, Trimma, Doodle, Doddle, Reyes, Pithig, Beggars, Shanner, Rothenborough. Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Benjunera, Roy Menfusi, Eggers, Shenner Rothenborough, how the waddle, dimma doodle doddle, Reyes Pithig beggar, Shenner Rothenborough, Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Brenjanera, Roy Menfusi Eggers, Shenner Rothenborough, how the waddle, dimma doodle doddle, Reyes Pithig beggar, Shenner Rothenborough, Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Brenjanera, Roy Menfusi Eggers, Shenner Rothenborough, how the waddle, dimma doodle doddle, Reyes Pithig beggar, Shenner Rothenborough, Roy Benjun Tammy, Roy Brenjanera, Roy Menfusi Eggers, Shenner Rothenborough, Harrow the Waddle, Trimma Doodle Doddle, Reyes Pithig beggar, Shenner Rothenborough, Trimma, Trimma, Trim, a Trimma Doddle.
It is hereby your leave, ladies and gentlemen. We will act the sporting play. We will show you find a version before you go away. It is room, room, brave gallant boys, give us room to rhyme. Remember, good folks, it's Christmas time.
I carry with me a little buckle of Rixum, Raxum, Crixum, Craxum, with I cockle a little of this to their mouth, soon their vigour will restore. But believe me, they'll be just as bad actors as before.
Ah, here's success to all brave boys of stout and gallant heart. On battlefield and banquet board, prepared to play a part. We handle well the folk and knife, likewise the sword and spear. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Good New Year. With hostile bands confronted to fight, we are not slack. On roast beef and plum pudding, we make a stout attack. We handle well the fork and knife, likewise the sword and spear. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year. And we wish you a Good New Year.
Drop a tester in my cap, but may a Merry Christmas and a Good New Year attend you all with plenty of good beer.
A visit from the White Boys, who went round performing at houses in their area. The 24th of December was Il Veri, the eve of the Day of Mary, and, unusually for those early days, a service was held in the church at night. But with its being a particularly holy time, they weren't afraid of the Drach Spiriten and Bogens and Mundjevege that usually would have frightened them off travelling dark roads in the night time. The service was not just the usual sort either, because it was given over to the singing of carvels, which were religious songs but not particularly Christmas carols, amidst much passing of jocular remarks and other boisterousness, which included girls flicking parched peas at the lads in the congregation. Josephine Kermode, the poet Cushag, wrote a poem about the Neil Verry, and it's read for us by Constance Radcliffe.
Do you mind them owl eel berries with the hollin all in berries and the carvels going a-singing on the night? And Tommy Danny Quilliam and Quair Owl Jude and Ilium with candles in their fizzes for the light. And marching up the aisle, singing solemn all the choir, with all the parish listening to them there, and parson smiling cheerful, but watching very careful to keep the ones reminded where they were. There was teens of candles blazing, and all the people gazing, with parson's wand so steady in the pew, and church all titivated and tasty decorated, and tossed up middling stylish at them too. And Billy Boyd the Bithick and Johnny Bob the Kithick Them ones was good tremendous for the tune. Pretending at a loss just to give the choir a toss, but stramping to be out very soon. One time that I was working away at Coolnahirken, getting holly with the rest for the day, so beat I was with slumber, and carvel such a number, that down upon the floor I slipped and lay. When I wakened by and by, the moon was in the sky, and all had gone and left me on the floor. The frightened arrow massy, I squealed like any lassie, nor durstn't move an inch to reach the door. For everywhere, behold ye, black shadows were around me, till I was just gone fainted with the fear, and through as I am talking, I saw them shadows walking, like keeping time with tunes I couldn't hear. Though being Christmas morning, or near enough the dawning, I might have knew they couldn't harm at all, for isn't that night holy that brought the babe so lowly, the very basses doing obedience in their stall? But there I lay the frightened, till one big shadow beckoned. Oh, then I clinked like lightning out of that, and coming up the aisle was Parson, with a smile. Dear me, said he, I had forgot my hat.
Cushick's poem, Eel Very, read for us by Constance Radcliffe. And at the end of the evening, the company would retire to their barn, or perhaps to the local hostelry, for Jach na Nullig. And at the end of the night, they'd sing the Aran Ni Vai. People might go out in the early hours of Christmas Day itself to see the myrrh briefly coming into flower, the bees coming out and flying around the hive, and the young calves going down on their knees in the cowhouses, and all to greet the birth of Jesus. And later in the day, what of Christmas dinner? Nullig fi rinnel as blen vai no, ceira ulliu maru as shan wun ye bio. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A sheep, all dead, and an old man alive. In the song Na Ciri Fó Neachta, Nicholas Colcherach of the Raby says, Ta molt dem son a nullig, I've a weather for the Christmas. So they were evidently having mutton. Another great favourite at Christmas was goose. On the morning of Lal Stion, St Stephen's Day, it's time to hunt the wren.
Hunt the wren, Robin the Bobbin, hunt the wren, Richie the Robin, hunt the wren, Jack of the Land, hunt the wren, everyone. Where, Robin the Bobbin, where, Richie the Robin, where, Jack of the Land, where, everyone. In yonder green bush is Robin the Bobbin, in yonder green bush is Richie the Robin, in yonder green bush is Jack of the Land, in yonder green bush is everyone. How get him down, says Robin the Bobbin, how get him down, says Richie the Robin, how get him down, says Jack of the Land, how get him down, says everyone.
Where's was good fun.
Joe and Winifred Wood singing it as they used to do in their childhood in Douglas. Then a group of young singers recorded for the BBC in about 1948. Partway through the Cagish Omajach is the New Year. This is what used to be sung or chanted at the door as revellers went round.
Mullig Genelario, as blain fi vai, sail as slent on clidden look tie, be as genelis o blore keelia, she as grey at the marin as denia, could as cowern, stock as store, pulcher for des as scathen the lord, aaron as kesha, im as rot, best merluch. Uns all in the salt. Cardless saucer, travishu na lai, as fecal a jurgen nach be the mai.
That was Duan na Gael with Banag na Nullig. A Merry Christmas to you and a good New Year. The world, our prosperity, and health to the whole household. May you have life and pleasantness living together. Peace and love between women and men. Goods and resources, stock and store, plenty of spuds and herring enough, bread and cheese, butter and fat. Death like a mouse in the corner of the barn, sleeping safely when you're abed, and the tooth of the flea, may it not be good. Well, let's join Ned Madrill and Sage Jenkinvig again. This time they're joined by Tommy Lees and John Dankinvig.
And on the quilt house.
And on the quilt house.
He didn't want a woman for a quilt house at all.
No.
He wanted a dark-haired man.
He is a dark-haired man. Yes. Oh, well, I've been all night walking on the quilt house myself.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Full up to the neck of one loaf.
Yes.
I didn't think much of it without they were giving some spirits, though.
Oh, those spirits go on too, and but a person don't care to admit that.
No.
No.
Yeah. Youngsters getting the spirits they shouldn't have been getting them.
Yes, I should think so.
Yes.
Ned Madrill and Sage Jenkinvig, Tommy Lees and John Dankinvig. And now here's Kathleen Farragher's tale of the Quailteach, told by Constance Radcliffe.
You're quite sure Alfie's coming now, Johnny, to be the first foot to step through that door? He promised faithful, you say? Well, that's settled. Mind out you'll have them bottles on the floor. Ah, he's a fine-looking dark fellow as Alfie, so as good luck he'll be bringing instead of Jill. My, last year bet all. Slip the latch, boy, for he'll be here any minute now from Peel. That clock's a bit soon. 'Tisn't 12 yet. So keep your hands off that tray. Ah, howl your noise. There's the town clock now, and the harbour boat's blowing. Goy, there'll be grand singing at the girls and the boys. That you, Alfie? Must be the wind round the hall door. I'll have a skeet. Throw a few more bombs on that fire. Oh, my lord, I've been took. It's the gairns, John! They've gripped me! They're clawing me! Who's a liar? Fetch a light, man, and grip that big thorn stick. Hurry, I'll be tore to ribbons. Too late, they're gone. No, don't stew them, you'll be butched. What's so funny? Is Lizzie Ann, you say, running home across the lawn? She's been in after her owl sleech of a tomcat, and her a redhead. The Tom's ginger too. Oh dear, dear. That's double bad luck. Quick, let's sweep up the crossroads, or we'll be all further killian again this new year.
Constance Radcliffe and Kathleen Farragher's tale of the Quailteach. The new year was known as An Nullig Veg, the Little Christmas. And the old-style Christmas was An Nullig Vuur, that's Christmas by the old-style calendar, and so it occurred 11 days later. Tan Nullig Veg Fon Vink, Tan Nullig Vuur Cool Tai, Tre Jaumaj Lune the Yew as Glouch Brow Moor the Fai. The Little Christmas is under the bench. Now that's a reference to the bink that used to be just by the front door at most houses, so the Little Christmas is just on the threshold. The big Christmas is at the back of the house. So, by now it's been brought in for the Christmas by the old-style calendar. When we'll have ale to drink and a big fine lump of pie. And with a Diachgal Mugit, as we heard, the drink going about, as Lluin the Ewe, ale to drink, another common question at Christmas was, Vel a Nullig a Lai Tromort, has the Christmas lain heavy on you? Dr. Clegg says that this is a coded way of asking, were you drunk many times at Christmas? Well, Shene was Shach Leigh Chid Shaw, as son of Lane Shaw. There we come to the end of Shach Leigh, this time and for this year. Now, from me, Bob Carswell, Achnish von Pien, Robert de Karslach, Nolichen Leriu, as Blen Vainor, as Slenyu.